life. He's been a provider. He's been a protector. He's been a keeper. I thank God for allowing me to be here. And I apologize for not being here last Sunday. I came down with a little sickness, but God brought me through it. And I appreciate him for that, because it had let me know that, you know, the body, is when you get older, the body's going to be affected by the elements of life. And that is part of life. And I thank God that I'm here to experience those things in my life, because I can give him the praise, the glory and honor for what he has done and will continue to do. Father, we bless you and honor you today. Bless the Sunday school. Bless your word. Give us understanding. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Help us to grasp, Lord God, your word, that we may live thereby and minister to others, that they may see who you are. And then let us be a testimony to them that are without the body of Christ, that we may lift you up, that you can draw men to you. We give you praise today. Bless, Lord God, this service, and have your way throughout the day in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. When I left, we was talking about the faith that was delivered unto the saints. We have been talking about that. Really, it's just about having real faith in God. Real faith in God. Real faith. Nothing fictitious, nothing phony, nothing fake about it, nothing unreal, but real faith in God. And that's what it took for us to come to God when we received the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We had to believe and trust God to fill us according to what people was telling us from the Word of God. We had to generate enough faith and a belief to know that God could fulfill his word, that those individuals ministering to us and telling us that there is a better way of life. There is a great opportunity in the body of Christ for you to have what you need in God. That is walking by faith and not by sight. All God is asking from his people is to have real faith in him. It's one thing to talk about faith and don't live it. It's something else to testify about it, but don't believe it. It's one thing to say, I have faith, but yet it's still, before you take another step, you doubt whether God can or God will. It's very important, saints of God, for us to have faith in people, but not to the magnitude that it is toward God. Now, someone tell me, say, brother, I'll be there to help you when I can. If I, you know, I'll be there to help you. Just let me know when and what time and what day I'll be there. Now, understand this. I have faith to believe that he's going to honor his word, or she may honor her word. But here's the thing about it. If something comes up and they say I have to change it, or something transpired where they can't make it, I understand that. You see, but God wants us to live totally by faith and not by sight. Because in order for us to trust God, we must have real faith. I mean something real. What you see today before you in this place is real. You can touch it. You can move it. You can hear the echoes of the speakers or the microphone. This is real. This is nothing that is in your mind, something that you conjure it up, don't know whether to believe it or accept it. Things you have seen, you don't know if it's real or not. Think about movies that they're making today. All those stunts and those actions aren't real. They're put together. They're man-made, but what God gives us is not man-made. God has given us an opportunity to have faith, trust in his word, because it says the faith that was delivered unto the saints through his son, Jesus Christ. All God wants us to do is to believe in him. We left off at Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23. It says, likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. God gave them the word. He said, go possess the land that I have already given you. All the children of Israel had to do was get up, move out in faith, walk in faith, operate on faith, believe the word that God has given them that is going to come to pass. Saints of God, many times God has told us to move and go forth and do such, and we don't know. We like, God, are you for real? Do you want me to do this? Is this what you want me? This where you want me to go? We begin to question God. When God tells you to do something, he has already given it to you. Why you want to question God? He's already given you the answer, the situation of what you're looking for. He has given it to you. You just got to have enough faith to go get it. You just got to have enough faith to reach out and grab hold of it. Just like he's telling the children of Israel. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. Then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not. You've seen God perform miracles. You've seen God do things in your life and in the presence of your enemies that you've never seen before. But yet and still, you're going to doubt this God? You're not going to believe in the God that brought you up out of the land of Egypt through the Red Sea? Fought the battles for you, provided for you, led you through the day by a pillar of cloud and by night by a pillar of fire? Did you not know, if you have read the word of God, that at nighttime the Egyptians could not get to Israel and Israel could not get to the Egyptians because of the pillar of fire? That's protection. When you are living for God and walking with God, you're under the protection of the Almighty God. No man can get to you except the Lord allow it. If he kept the children of Israel protected at night, they could sleep in peace. They can party whatever they wanted to do. They didn't have to worry about the Egyptian because God was fighting on their behalf. God is fighting on your behalf in this generation, saint. You just got to have enough faith to believe it and to live and walk by it. Trust God. We're talking about real faith. That's just not that. We're talking about real faith. Things that are real. If someone lost an arm, that's real. They don't have it anymore. If you lost your hearing, that's real. You can't hear anymore. We need to have that kind of faith toward God. If God says it, you must believe that it will come to pass. If God promised it to you, he's going to honor his word. And it's up to us to live by the faith that we confess and believe and talk about and share with others that God brought me out of what I was in. Because I know that what I was in, I still would be out there if it had not been for the Lord. If it had not been for his love through somebody else to tell me that there's a great opportunity in life. There is someone that can keep you and protect you. My goal is to get everything that God has for me by living the life that I'm supposed to, by being pleasing in his sight, by being obedient to his word, by lifting him up and glorifying his name, because I realize this day that I'm standing before you that if it had not been for God who was on my side, the enemy would have consumed me. But I give him praise today because I can look back in the word of God and read how he protected them. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And I give him glory because he will remain who he is. He said, I am that I am. There is no other God on the face of the earth or before him or after him. Whatever mankind can conjure up or build can take the place of the Almighty God. He's the only one that spoke the world into existence. The only one that created him a body to come through the form of man to redeem us from our sinful state. He is the only one that rose the third day from the grave and declared our power in his hand and ascended back up unto his Father. He is the one who sent back the Comforter that lives on the inside of us. He's the one that was given the name of Jesus that can wash away our sins. I believe in God today. I believe in him today. Nobody can change my faith or my belief in the God that I serve. I don't care how you present it, what you evidence you have. If it doesn't line up with the word of God and the spirit that is in me, it don't matter. That's what the children of Israel could not understand. They wanted to play and tittle-tattle in different things and different situations, but God told them, go. Go and possess the land that I have given you. Don't be afraid to do what God asked you to do. Don't be afraid to step out on faith, saints of God. Don't be afraid if God is telling you, I've given it to you. Just move in that area, move in that way, move in that path. You can receive it. Don't be afraid to take a step. Don't be afraid to stand on God's word. God has never failed us. He never will. He can't fail us. His word is his honor. His honor is his word. is not going to tell you something that he can't bring to pass. God is not going to promise you something that he can't deliver. God is not going to put you in a place that he don't know, that he's not aware of, that you won't be able to make it. We serve a God that all he wants us to do is bow before him and lift him up and have real faith to live the life that he's given us. People say that the life that we live is hard, but the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. The life that I'm living for God is not hard. The point is this: I'll make a decision whether I will sin on God or not. I'll make a decision whether I will walk out on God or not. I'll make the decision whether I will turn my back on God or not. This life that I'm living is not hard. I get joy out of it because I know where God has brought me from. I know what he's done for me. I know how he's healed me. I know how he's given me sight. I couldn't see things, but God opened up doors. I'm telling you, I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't let what men say deter me from serving the God that I love and preach and talk about, because I have real faith. The Bible says that he's given us, each and every one of us, a measure of faith. You have faith. You just got to operate in that faith. Christ told his disciples, if you had the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you could say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. That's faith right there. That's faith right there. Real faith? Look at the Bible character. Look at Peter and John. When they walked by the man at the lame gate, they wasn't rich. The Bible says they were fishermen. They worked every day like we're working every day. They provided for their family like we provide for their family. But when they came in contact with a man named Jesus, their perspective changed, because they no longer walked by what they saw or what they had. They was walking by faith and believed in a God that was able to give them what they asked for. Man begging said, alms, please, alms, please. How many of us would say, if you didn't have it, continue to walk by that individual? Without even giving them a word, encourage them, let them know that God can save you, God can deliver you. Peter said, silver and gold have we none. They didn't have anything in their pocket. But he says, such as I have. And what was that? He had Christ on the inside. Such as you have. You have God on the inside. You can speak the word of faith and believe and expect God to move and operate on your word, because he has given you his spirit that will lead and guide you into all truth. He said, silver and gold, such as I have, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. What did he have? He had the Holy Ghost on the inside, the power, the dunamis, the dynamite, the CNT4 that tells you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He reached down and grabbed him. He said, rise up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have power and authority in the name of Jesus. You just got to operate in that faithful word of God. You got to operate in the spirit to the point that you believe that the name of Jesus will bring everything down that you're facing in life. It will open up every door as you walk up right before him. Real faith. These men had real faith, to the point that they gave their life for the faith that they believe in a man that had already been crucified, died and buried and rose again and ascended back up into heaven. But yet and still, they talked about Jesus. Real faith. They took hold of the horns of God and began to move in faith. Preach and teach the word in faith. Operate in faith. Heal people. Open up blinded eyes. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Real faith. That's all God wants us to have, is real faith. He wants us to live by faith. Too many of God's people are affected by what they see. They let the cares of this life affect their relationship with God. They let the things that they're going through affect their belief in God. They let the things that transpire in their life cause them to doubt God. God has never failed us. God would never fail us. He can't fail us. He won't fail us. If he failed us, then he's not the God we've been preaching and talking about. If he turned his back on us and leave us in a situation that we have no way of escaping, he's not the God that I'm talking about today. All God wants us to do is trust his word, live this life, be in a walking epistle that people, when they see you, they can see God. When you spend time in the word of God and time in prayer and time in studying, having a relationship with God, then he can illuminate your understanding. He can give you wisdom. He can give you knowledge of his word. His anointing will be upon you to the point that when you get up and walk out, somebody see you, say, hey, man, something different about you. Hey, sister, there's something different about you. They don't know what it is, but you know what it is. I spent time in prayer with God. I asked God for guidance and direction. I asked God to give me knowledge and wisdom. I asked God to help me in my everyday walk with him, that I will present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a mindset thing, saints. It's all in the mind. Faith is what God wants us to do. He wants us to trust him and believe him. And ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. That's why so many people are falling by the wayside. They're not hearkening to the voice of God. They're not giving ear to his voice and his word, his anointing, his power, his leading of the Spirit. They're not surrendering themselves. Saints of God, when we came to God, we surrendered. Or did we just half throw up the flag and say, I surrender? Either we're 100% in or we're 100% out. There is no in between. There's no straddling the fence or the line. You got to be on one side or the other. And that's what God is asking for us, to be faithful to him, to be servants of his, to trust his word, to believe him. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing that the Lord we serve cannot do. We've seen God perform miracles. We've seen God raise the dead. We've seen God open up blinded eyes. We've seen God heal the lame and give the blind sight. God has performed miracle after miracle after miracle, but people still don't believe in him. It's time for us to have real faith in the God we're talking about. I couldn't tell you what I'm telling you today and talk to you the way that I'm talking to you if I didn't have faith in God's word. If I didn't believe God's word. If I didn't believe that the God who created heaven and earth those many years ago, in the beginning was God and the word was with God. Saints of God, the word has always been with him. It would never leave him. Then the Bible say that train a child up in a way that when they're old, what you're putting them will not depart. You know what that means? That what we have taught them from the house of God, from the life we live, how to live and respect and love and trust and believe and walk in faith. If they never be saved, they can't say they wasn't told. They can't say they wasn't brought up. They can't say there was no example in that household. They can't say that nobody explained it to me. Nobody showed me. Don't be like that to God. Don't be like that to God. Believe God. Yes, it's hard to have faith sometimes, but you got to look beyond that situation and say, God, I trust you. God, I believe you. I don't care what it looked like. There have been times in my life that, man, faith to me was a challenge. But you know what? I said, God, you said it. I believe it. I might be going through some things. I might be experiencing some situation. I might have some problems. But you know what? I stood on the word of God. God, your word said it. I believe it. You said ask and I did. I'm looking for you to perform your word because your word is who you are. And that's how I live my life every day, trusting and believing God. Trusting and believing that God will lead me and guide me into all truth. God is not going to take you nowhere that's going to kill you. God is not going to take you to a place that's going to cause you to lose your salvation. God is not going to put more up on you than you can bear, because he know the breaking point in your life. He know what can take you over. He's not going to put that on you, saints. Because if he did that, he wouldn't be a just God. He wouldn't be a just God. But because he is God, and he is who he say he is, I believe him and I trust him and I live by faith. I walk by faith. Every one of us have a testimony of what God has done. But I can tell you, God has been good to me this past year. He looked way beyond everything that I've experienced and gone through. No matter how people treated me, talked to me, and tried to put me down and drag my name out. But you know what? God got the glory. Because I did not intervene in the handwork of God. I stayed where I was supposed to stay, on my knees, praying and asking God, God, have your way. Let me be a vessel to witness to somebody. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Let me be that individual that display what I'm talking about wherever I am. Because you won't know one thing. I can't believe God. I can believe God for you, but I can't have the faith you need to get what you want from God. I can have faith to believe that God can give it to you. My faith, I can have it all day long, but if you don't have the faith and the belief that God is going to do it, you're going to stay right where you are, waiting, wanting, looking, expecting, desiring, because you did not trust God. You didn't want to step out on the word of God. There were some who truly believed God. Remember the story of Jehoshaphat? How that the king of Sennacherib came and said, I'm going to take this land. I'm going to take your kingdom. I'm going to capture the king. I'm going to destroy all the people in the city. Right? Fear got a hold of Jehoshaphat, but yet and still, he believed God. Let me see a hand of one of you all in this building that has not ever been afraid. That has not ever had fear in your life. So you understand how Jehoshaphat felt. Even though he believed in God, he served God, he bowed down to God, he still had fear because of what this king done to all the other kings of those lands that they said, my God will protect us. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. Let's read a few scriptures of that. Second Chronicles. All right. Verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his promise, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the land, and they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and they say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. This king said, Yo, God can't keep you from me. Yo, God can't protect you from me. All the other cities called on their gods. And I went in and destroyed them and killed them. Even my father done the same thing. So who is this God that you're saying that is going to be able to save you out of my hands? Who is this God that you're saying that is going to be able to deliver you from my wrath? Who is this God? Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God." That's what I'm telling you today. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe him. This is an individual walk, but we encourage one another. This is an individual life of salvation, but we are there for each other. We're here to encourage one another. Believe in the Lord. That's what I'm telling you today. Believe in God. Believe in his word. Believe in his spiritual guidance and direction in your life. God, so shall ye establish, believe his judgments, so shall they prosper. God is going to protect you. You know, Jehoshaphat didn't have to fight. He went in prayer. That was his weapon of war. That was his weapon he chose. I'm going to pray. God, it's in your hands. I can't defeat this army. I don't have the manpower. I don't have the weapons. I don't have the army he has, but you are my arm. If God be for us, who can be against us? I don't care how large the army can be. When a man go down and pray and believe God and expect God to move on his behalf and protect his people and save his kingdom, and he believe and know and have walked with God and trust God, he expect God to move. And see, that's how it is with the way that we live, saints of God. We got to walk by faith. There have been times tests and trials have beat me up. But I held on to the word of God. I held on to the faith of God. I held on to know that God would bring me out. All I have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Not get out of my place. Not doubt God. Not look at some outside help. Hey, can you do this? Will you be able to bring me this? Can you handle this? No. I put it into the hands of God and let God direct his way. I've just been patient and say, God, I'm waiting on you. We have to wait on God and what we believe from him and what we want from him. The natural mind is the culprit. It really is impossible for the natural mind to comprehend the things of God. It's impossible for the natural mind to comprehend the things of God. If it's hard, saints of God, think about this. You know people that don't comprehend pretty good. But it's a simple thing. You have to constantly explain to them, break it down a little bit further where they, oh, I get it now, I got it. So if our minds, our finite mind cannot understand the things or the words of God, how can we operate in faith? That's why it's very important for us to have a relationship with God in prayer. God, give me understanding, give me knowledge, give me wisdom of your word. Help me to be able to receive it. Let it abide within me that I can speak the words of faith and that I can walk by faith. Let your word lead and guide me. Help me, God, to develop a prayer life to you to the point that I believe whatever I see and hear from your word and hear your voice. Our natural mind cannot comprehend it. But when you walk by faith and not by sight, when you begin to believe God and display real faith, then you open up a door that God can walk through and move in your situation and on your behalf and do things you've never seen him do before and move situations in your life that you've never seen and close doors and open doors and pour out a blessing upon you and put you in a place where you can be a blessing to somebody else. You operate in real faith. It's easy to say, I believe God. Look at society today. So many people is preaching the word of God, or supposed to be preaching the word of God, but not telling the people the fullness of the truth, not telling them how to separate their life from sin and evil. They're having a lot of things going on in the churches and their sanctuaries today, but yet and still, they saying that you believe God and you believe God. Saints of God, we can't straddle the fence. We're either going to have to believe him or denounce him. How can I say that I believe God and I'm constantly living in sin? How can I say that I'm being blessed and I'm constantly living in sin. I'm not representing God. Well, God gave me this. God blessed me with this. God opened these doors. God made this here. God brought this. The Bible says that what time and chance happened to us all? You may be a little bit more famous than I am. That may open up doors for you. You may give, you can say, well, I give God the glory and the praise, but what kind of life are you living? What words are coming out of your mouth? When we talk about serving God and living for God, our life must back up what we're saying. Our life must represent what we're talking about in the way that we live. Saints of God, when we walk hand in hand with God, people will know if you're for real. People will know if you're a phony, fake, or put on. People will know. And if you're sincere within a relationship with God and been born again and living this life to the fullest of your understanding and the knowledge that God has given you from his word with the spirit on the inside, people will know. People will know. Just the other day, I went to interview with somebody about a job. When I looked at him, I can tell he was in church. He looked at me, he could tell. So we began to talk. We began to talk about, we had a few questions about the job. Next thing we know, we're talking about God. My question is, brother, what church you go to? Oh, I go to the UPC, UPCI. He said, I'm in a UPCI organization. He said, what church you go to? I said, Abundant Life. He said, I thought there was something about you. I said, I thought the same thing about you. You see, one thing about walking with God and living for God, if your spirit don't bear witness with the spirit that said they're saved, something's wrong. Something is wrong. We ought to know our brothers and sisters when we come in contact with one another. Think about it. When Mary came to Elizabeth, the Bible says the baby leaped in her womb. You know why he leaped? He recognized the spirit of the God. He recognized the Savior. And that's how it is when we come together. When we are kindred spirit, serving the same God, living the same life, going through the same things, same testimonies. You see, one thing, saints of God, what you got to realize is we're here, but other people are going through the same thing we're going through. They believe in God the same way we believe in God. They're having issues in life the same way we're having issues in life. They've been taught to believe. They've been taught to trust. They've been taught to have faith in God, have genuine faith in God. They've been taught this as well. They don't have to be in our settings. They could be across the world in another nation. God is the same yesterday. God's word is being spread. The thing about it is what I'm saying, when you have real faith, nobody can shake you off your foundation. Nobody can persuade you to doubt God when you know what God has done for you. Every one of us have a testimony in this place today that we can tell somebody that God has brought us out. We may have not all experienced the same thing in life, but it's a testimony to you what God has done for you individually and where he brought you from. Why do you think we're here today? Because we hear like-minded testimonies where we've been and people have witnessed to us what God has done for them. Here we are in that place in our life. And yet and still, if he did it for you, he should be able to do it for me. If he saved you, can he save me? If he filled you, will he fill me? Real faith. When people know that you're real and you're not fake and you're not a put on, then God will begin to move and open up, give you the words and speak words into your mouth where you'll be able to minister to that individual.
Will you be able to help that individual?
Real faith is what we're talking about, trusting God, not with the natural mind. But the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How can we have the mind of Christ? Having the Spirit of God on the inside. How can we know the will of God? Having the Spirit on the inside. How can we know that God is real? Having the Spirit on the inside. How do we know God has brought us out what we was in and we're no longer going back into what we was brought out of? The Spirit of God on the inside. Real faith. Not the natural mind, we can't comprehend it. But with the spiritual mind, we believe God according to his word and because of what he has said. You remember the story of Queen Sheba? Queen Sheba could not believe the story she had heard about the glory of Solomon's kingdom. That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 9. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. Has someone ever told you something? You're like suspect about whether it's real or not? Or whether it's, has it ever happened? Do they have what they say they have? Are they as wise as they say they are? Are they as smart as they say they are? When she got there and seen for herself and saw for herself, she realized that the half hasn't even been told. The half has not even been told. And she realized that everything they say you are, you have, you got, and you're performing. That's how it is with us, saints of God. Everything we say that God is, who he is, what he's able to do, they may not comprehend it, but when we explain it to them and express it to them and show them the word that God can do and move and make and bring and set out and bring in, then they experience that relationship with God. They said, how did I miss this all these years? How come I didn't come before? Because people wasn't telling them the truth. People was not delivering them the word. It's sad to say there's so many false churches out there today that people are flocking to these places because their ears is being tickled. They're being led astray. They're not getting the truth. They're not getting the real word of God. The Spirit of God is not in that place because they're not preaching and teaching about God. They're not glorifying him. They're not lifting him up. They're there for a show. They're there for a concert. They're there just to enjoy the festivities of the platform. But it's up to us to be the mouthpiece of God. We have to live this life to the point that we are willing to share the word of God. Like I told that gentleman that I interviewed with, that brother, and the question came up about salvation on the workplace. I said, this is how I believe. I don't start a conversation about salvation. But if somebody asks me a question, they open up that door, I'm going to walk in. He said, I believe you. I do the same thing. Because see, in the workplace, they want to discipline you for talking about God. But they want you to hear everything that everybody else is doing, what they did over the weekend, with whom and how they done it, without any consequences. But let you open up your mouth about who God is and what God can do. They have you up there in HR because you're preaching religion. This is not a place for that. But as soon as they open up that door, I'm stepping in. Hey, let me tell you about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you what he done for me. Let me tell you how he brought me out of what you're doing. I'm not ashamed of the God that I serve. I'm not ashamed to tell somebody that he brought me out of sin and shame. I'm not afraid to tell somebody that I should have been dead. I should have been strung out. I should have been locked up for what I was doing at an early age in my life. I'm not afraid to tell them that God stayed the hand of the enemy and kept me from being killed. I'm not afraid to tell somebody how God spared my life on a job, because I know he's real. When you talk about real faith and believe God and you live and walk by God, you don't know when danger's around. You don't know when your life could be ended. But God sees it all. He knows it all. Early in my 20s, maybe my 30s, I'm working at a foundry pouring metal. 26 feet deep, 10 inches wide, 24 inches in width. I got a fire suit on, standing on a platform like this. Nothing but metal platform. Plates put down. The more you pour, the metal comes up. I guess I was pouring too fast, didn't realize it. I may have probably pouring too fast than what it was recommended. Didn't realize what I was really doing. Because there's a certain time you can pour. I'm probably 6 feet down into the pour, maybe 10. I'm pouring. You see, I'm doing my job. I'm talking about the love of God and his protection. I hear a small explosion. Boom. I turn around and I look. I didn't see anything. Then the next thing I know, I hear a little something. So I step back off the plate that I'm standing on. I step back and I'm looking. And as I step back and look around, boom, that plate popped. Wow. Blew up and over my head. Had I been any taller, I may not have been here today. But my testimony is this. God will protect you if you have faith in him. When you pray and ask God to watch over you, protect you throughout the day, keep you from seen and unseen danger, God will do it. That's the kind of God we serve. And when I realized that, I couldn't do nothing but step back and say, God, I thank you. Because I realized that the plate flew up, crossed my head, and landed out in front of me. I said, God, what a mighty God I serve. I can do nothing but cry. I can do nothing but give God the praise, because I realized at that moment I could have not went home. Talking about real faith, I'm talking about trusting God. No matter where you are, what situation you're in, what job you're on, what you're going through, trust God. Believe God. God is a provider. He is a keeper. All he wants us to do is have real faith in him. Do you think that shook my faith to the point where, man, God ain't real? No. Uh-uh. One of the young men saw me in the store today, saw it later. He said, man, let me tell you something. He said, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be here. He wasn't saved. He said, if you had been a little taller, you would have been dead. They saw it. You see, God can show individuals things in his greatness, in his power, his protection, but how are they going to react to it? How do we react to it? By letting people know that if it had not been for God. When I say that, I mean that. If it had not been for God, I wouldn't be here today for that situation. God is protecting me time and time again in my life. There are testimonies I can share with you what God has done me, and I believe God is real. And I live by what I talk about, and I believe and I live by the experience that I've gone through with God. Saints of God, I encourage you today to have real, genuine faith in God. We're here to encourage one another to build our faith, to mount up as wings as eagles,
to trust and know that God is not going to take you somewhere that he cannot deliver you. Let you be exposed to something he cannot protect you from. It's our responsibility as the children of God to share the word with those that are outside the body of Christ. We come in here to motivate, encourage, and uplift and give you praise and worship with God. But our real responsibility is outside these walls. Don't be afraid to share the word with God with somebody. If they receive it, they receive it. If they don't, they don't. You have done what has been required of you to be the watchman on the wall. God bless you. Hope we have said something today in Sunday school that has encouraged you and blessed you.